This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, we're resuming the Quranic dua. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We addressed 10 of those du'as, of the Quranic du'as, and we said that there are 50 du'as in the Quran. And this is going to be, inshallah ta'ala, our 11th du'a. And we're discussing today the du'a of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. As you see in the screen, this is a du'a that was mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Inshallah, they're working on the screen, بإذن الله تعالى. So this dua was mentioned in a very critical time of Prophet Yunus عليه السلام's life. And so Prophet Yunus عليه السلام, he was giving da'wah to his people for so many years. And his people was as tough as the people of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. They rejected his message. And he was actually giving da'wah to large numbers of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran, there were actually more than 100,000 people. مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ 100,000 people or more. And imagine, you have this responsibility on your shoulder to preach to 100,000 people, and these people are being very mean, and they hurt your feelings, and they're humiliated you, and they're not accepting your da'wah. So Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, Allah starts with a noon. Noon in Arabic language means hoot, another name of hoot. Hoot means whale. So with a noon, Allah has given him this title, that one with the whale. Why? Because the most important moments of his life happened during the whale. So Allah has given him that title. So Allah said, and remember the man with the whale, when he went off angrily, thinking we could not restrict him. ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ So first, he was in a state of anger. Second, he decided to leave his people because he didn't see any hope in these people. So he left. And when he left, he thought that Allah would not hold him, will not restrict him. By the way, some people think that Prophet Yunus challenged Allah and thought that Allah will not be able, Allah is not capable to restrict him. This is not what Allah meant here, and this is not what Prophet Yunus alayhi salam has done. يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ means that he thought that Allah wouldn't restrict him from leaving his people. Now, there's so many lessons we can glean from these words actually. Prophet Yunus was angry, was in a state of anger. And some of us were when we are in a state of anger, what we do is that we let anger control us. We don't control anger. We let anger control us. Here, Allah is addressing what Prophet Nuh, the characteristic of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. Prophet Yunus did not let anger control him. Here Allah said, fanada. The fa in Arabic language means harf atf, means al-musahaba. It's a conjunction letter. It means that right away, he controlled his anger and he turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he made dua for Allah to forgive him and he admitted his faults. He said, I have done wrong. Wallahi, this is so important. Because sometimes our ego gets in the way to accept the truth. When we're so angry, our arrogance sometimes gets in the way to humble ourselves and accept the truth. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, he actually was in a situation where he was very furious, but he decided to cool down, to not let again anger control him, and then he turned back to Allah and said, "Oh Allah, I have done wrong, please forgive me." Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we go on our day, either in our, you know, workplace or even in our houses, and we get involved in a situation where we're very angry, the first thing that we do is that we point the fingers. The first thing that we do, that sometimes we play the victim. The first thing that we do, that it's so hard for us to admit our flaws, to admit our weaknesses, to turn the mirror towards ourselves, and then look at this mirror and acknowledge your flaws. Here, Allah described in the Quran and said, the best people, those who are when they are in a state of anger, وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. Allah does not want you to calm down when you're angry. Allah wants me and you to take step further and forgive those who made you angry. That's so hard. By the way, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam did not even mention to Allah that my people got me to that state of anger. Yes, I apologize to you, Allah, but at the same time, I want you to know, Allah, that these people got me to this state of anger. Prophet Yunus was so concerned about himself and his action. When he got in this state of anger, he said, you know what? I will not get my arrogance in the way to humble myself and turn back to Allah and apologize to him. Prophet Yunus, Prophet Adam, and Iblis, the three of them made a mistake. Prophet Adam and Prophet Nuh, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, are granted the highest level of Jannah, and Iblis is promised hellfire. And that's because even though the three of them made a common mistake, or a mistake, but the difference between the three of them, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam admitted his faults, admitted his mistake, acknowledged his mistake, and Prophet Adam alayhi salam did the same thing. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have done wrong. We have done wrong. So here, سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. You are perfect, I am imperfect. سُبْحَانَك, glorify you Allah. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. I have done wrong. Brothers and sisters, this is a dua that has a very high fadl, virtue. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rarely uses the du'as of prophets. But here, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the du'a of Prophet Yunus and said, whoever is going through hardships, whoever a catastrophe hits, or whoever is going through a calamity, and say this du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a relief of this pain and these hardships and these calamities. That's the promise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, the nuni idh dhahaba mughadiban, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, dhahaba mughadiban, he was very angry. Thanna an lan naqdir alayhi, he thought that Allah wouldn't restrict him. Fanada fi dhulumat, right away he acknowledged his flaws, he acknowledged his mistake, made dua to Allah in the depth of the night, in the depth of the darkness, and la ilaha illa anta, there is no God but you, Allah, refreshing his faith. Subhanak, you're perfect, I'm imperfect. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, I have done wrong. Now, the question, inshallah ta'ala, to the adults first. Where Prophet Yunus alayhi salam gave da'wah to his people? What is the name of the place where Prophet Yunus alayhi salam gave da'wah to his people? And I see some people are in their phones searching for the answers. Yes, Dr. Ma'amun. Al-Iraq. Where in Iraq? No. That's wrong. Say it again because maybe I didn't hear you right. Samarra? No. It's very close to Samarra, but it's not Samarra. It's an expensive black seed honey. I want to make sure you get the right answer right here. Yes, brother. MashaAllah, wrong answer. Okay. It's actually from the sisters. Yes, sister. Oh, did you search it up? You promise? Okay, that's a right answer, mashallah. It's Nainua, and that's very close to Al-Mosul city. There is a very Mosul land, very famous land in Al-Iraq. That's right. And sister, you get the black seed honey. Congratulations. Now, for the younger brothers right here, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, I'm assuming that you guys learned this story in weekend school or something. I'll ask you a very simple question. You ready? Okay. Who is the father of Prophet Yunus? What's his name? It's a very, very easy question. I'll give you a hint. The first week after Ramadan, there is a brother give khutbah here. It was the second khutbah. His last name is the name of the father of Prophet Yunus. Is it too complicated? Come on, guys. Whoever says the answer, I will put his picture, inshallah, next Saturday on the screen as an acknowledgement. What do you guys think? Ibn something. Okay. So I think, yes. The wahi came now. Yeah. Sulaiman. Ah, you're very close. So his name, Prophet Yusuf is a Prophet Yunus's name. This khatir, I'm missing up the names of the prophets, subhanAllah. Prophet Yunus's name, even though he's my brother, name is Yunus. His name is Yunus ibn Matta. Okay? Yunus ibn Matta. That's his name, inshallah ta'ala. So now we're going to go over the 10 du'as, inshallah ta'ala, and this du'a. So please say after me, inshallah. وَذَنُّونِ إِذَّهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. I can hear you guys. Everybody, inshallah, let's go. وَذَنُّونِ إِذَّهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وقل ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. جزاكم الله خيرا، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.